The resolution urges Governor Sean Parnell and Alaska's congressional delegation to, quote, take whatever action is necessary to stop the implementation of the roadless rule on Alaska's national forests. Federal Judge John Sedgwick this month threw out an exemption that had prevented implementation of the 10-year-old conservation law on the Tongass. His decision was the result of a 2009 lawsuit filed by Cake's tribal government, as well as conservation and visitor industry groups. The resolution claims the restrictions would adversely impact potential hydropower and transmission line projects. That's one of the arguments the Forest Service made in defending the exemption in court, and it's one of the arguments Judge Sedgwick didn't buy. Petersburg resident Eric Lee pointed that out in his testimony to the City Council Monday.
Senior Judge, United States Federal District Court for Alaska, Sedgwick, who passed this ruling, carefully considered these very concerns and found them, quote, arbitrary and contrary to the evidence. This resolution directly contradicts the careful deliberations of the federal judge who has studied this issue in depth. And I think that should be carefully looked at.
Lee said Southeast power lines have been built without access roads because the roads are too expensive to build and maintain.
So the roadless rule really is irrelevant to this discussion and therefore should not be made the primary focus of this resolution.
The Clinton-era roadless rule specifically allows for timber cutting through roadless areas for clearing utility corridors and also allows for road connections between communities if they're built using federal highway money. Judge Sedgwick cited these allowances in his decision to end the Tongass exemption from the rule, which otherwise prohibits logging and road building on unroaded portions of the forest. In his testimony to City Council, Kuprinoff resident Joe Sebastian emphasized that the roadless rule protected fish streams as well as remote wildlife habitat and ensuring huntable game populations.
One should view the roadless rule like the permanent fund, something set aside for the future. The roadless rule strikes me as a wise choice for our children and future residents of our state. And while it is difficult to save ahead for the future, there is a certain humility in recognizing that our generation does not have the right to scour the earth of every living thing in our path.
Another roadless rule supporter, Petersburg's Karen McCullough, was particularly concerned about the broad wording in the resolution that urged whatever action is necessary to stop implementation of the rule.
Because I would like to think that if we're going to take action, that we and that we give someone permission for action, that we know what the action, that we understand and truly know what the action that we're giving our seal of endorsement to is.
According to City Manager Scott Hahn, the resolution came from State Representative Kyle Johansson of Ketchikan. Johansson is co-sponsor of a similar measure, House Joint Resolution 20, in the legislature, along with Representatives Peggy Wilson of Wrangell, Bill Thomas of Haines, and Chugiak's Bill Stoltz. There was no one there to speak in favor of the local resolution Monday night, but Hahn believed it was prompted by concerns that decision-making authority over roadless issues remained with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
From what I understand, it was all about the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture deciding that whether or not the roadless rule allows something or not when it comes to hydro, that he wasn't going, kind of his interpretation, that wouldn't be allowed. I think that's their fear.
Hahn suggested the council could narrow the focus of the resolution so that it urged action to stop roadless only as it relates to hydroelectric facilities. Councilor Rick Braun liked that idea. He said he was uncomfortable with the broad nature of the resolution, and he thought the earlier testimony had a lot of merit.
As far as the Forest Service has built thousands of miles of road, and many of those stream crossings are you know, are bad for fish, and this town lives on fish, and they don't have the money to fix them, so it's really wouldn't be prudent to build more roads for just logging. But I understand why we need some roads for developing hydro projects. I think that's important. So I feel real uncomfortable lumping it all together.
Braun, the other four councillors present, and the mayor ultimately agreed to table the resolution. Councillor Dan Hickman was out Monday for medical reasons. The council plans to consider a revised version of the resolution at its next meeting, April 4th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.